This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, has a review of the classic rock and roll Christmas album. It was conceived and produced by Phil Spector, one of the most influential producers in pop history.
Rock and roll, for such a rebellious medium, sure has a long and intimate relationship with that most sentimental of holidays, Christmas. The list of rock and roll Christmas songs is so long that you can fill up 5 or 6 hours with nothing but, and I have. Whether it's Brenda Lee singing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree or Jimi Hendrix's incendiary version of The Little Drummer Boy, there's a rock and roll Christmas song to fit your needs. But I'd like to suggest that the greatest rock and roll Christmas record of all is A Christmas Gift for You, which came out in 1963 and featured the talents of the Crystals, the Ronettes, Darlene Love, and Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans. These four groups were from the stable of the legendary producer Phil Spector. His wall of sound approach to recording had revolutionized American pop music at the end of the 50s and on into the early 60s. As a way of saying thanks to America's teens for his success, Spector arranged some pop Christmas songs and set about recording them, often with spectacular results.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped up at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man, he has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out.
That was the Crystals. Although the album included the Ronettes, with Spector's wife-to-be Ronnie singing the leads, the real star of the record is Darlene Love, a studio singer Spector had used on sessions, and around whom he had built the group Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans. To showcase her voice, he wrote the only new song on the album, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, with help from Ellie Greenwich and Barry Mann. The album is perhaps Spector's masterpiece. From the masses of musicians, including Leon Russell on piano and Sonny Bono on percussion, to the amazing talent of the singers, it showcases his talent at length, the way nothing else ever did. But hey, let's let Phil have the last word here. He's deserved it.
Hello, this is Phil Spector. It is so difficult at this time to say words that would express my feelings about the album to which you have just listened. An album that has been in the planning for many, many months. First, let me thank all the people who worked so hard with me in the production of this album and in my endeavor and desire to bring something new and different to the music of Christmas and to the recording industry, which is so much a part of my life. Of course, the biggest thanks goes to you for giving me the opportunity to relate my feelings of Christmas through the music that I love. At this moment, I am very proud of all the artists, and on behalf of all of them, the Crystals, the Ronettes, Darlene Love, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, and myself, may we wish you the very merriest of Christmases and the happiest of New Years, and thank you so very much for letting us spend this Christmas with you.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. Phil Spector's A Christmas Gift for You is now available on both LP and compact disc.